For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles were disinvited to the White House, but President Trump held an event anyway. The White House called it a celebration of America. Hundreds of Philly fans were on hand for the playing of patriotic songs and 3 minutes of comments from the president.
I want to take this opportunity to explain why young Americans stand for our national anthem.
At least two of the attendees took a knee on the South Lawn during the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner. The issue of athletes appearing at the White House came up at an NBA Finals press meeting in Cleveland. LeBron James said this year's champ won't be going to the White House.
I mean, I know no matter who wins this series, no one wants to invite anyway, so it won't be Golden State or Cleveland going.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The White House communications aide who made light of John McCain's brain cancer is now out of a job. Kelly Sadler faced a lot of fire last month in her response to Senator John McCain's opposition of Gina Haspel as CIA director. She said it didn't matter what McCain thought because he's dying anyway. A statement from the White House simply says that Sadler is no longer with the administration. Fashion designer Kate Spade was found dead of an apparent suicide at her New York City apartment. She was 55. Here's Glamour magazine's Samantha Berry.
She is an iconic female designer in America. That a lot of her designs are the epitome of happiness.
Fans and celebrities are acting with shock and sadness. Actress and director Lena Dunham tweeted, "Thank you, Kate, from one of the millions you made feel beautiful." This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A conservative billionaire is stepping away from his activities due to declining health. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
David Koch is leaving the Koch brothers business and political networks. The 78-year-old, no longer to be executive vice president and board member of Koch Industries and chairman of the board of the charity Americans for Prosperity Foundation. His brother Charles Koch will still serve as CEO of Koch Industries. Charles Koch writing that the organizations are saddened and will miss his brother's, quote, insightful questions and his many contributions. The Koch brothers are a frequent target of Democrats for their influence in conservative politics. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former defense officer faces life in prison after getting charged with being a spy for the People's Republic of China. John Clemens reports.
58-year-old Ron Rockwell Henson of Syracuse, Utah, was taken into custody while on his way to board a flight to China. He is charged with transmitting defense information to the People's Republic of China's intelligence service. He was hired as a civilian intelligence case officer back in 2006. During that time, he allegedly received over $800,000 from China for the information. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.